like to start with an opening statement today?
I don't got one today. Usually I do, but not today.
Did you hear that Luke Kuechly, when we asked him about the 2013 game, he said, I'm not going to say I probably didn't get away. I got away with one there.
Yeah, that was 2013.
Not going back
there. Yeah. I don't want to have to listen about how I went back to 2013. So.
I got you.
Stacey already prepped me, too. He's like, you can't talk about that. That was 2013. And I'm like, yeah, only looking forward. But he might be right.
Yeah. The Panthers, as you've started to get into them, what do you see from your defense?
They're skilled. I mean, they're fast, too, especially at the linebacker position. I mean, the speed that they have, that they possess, is quick. It's fast. And when we get the ball, I mean, we can't be running back and forth. We got to be going north and south with the ball in order to gain yards because they'll just catch right up with us.
How do you prepare for that type of speed that they, because they get after, whether it be the tight ends or the wide receivers? How do you prepare for that type of speed?
I mean, we've seen it before. I mean, this is all of their linebackers are fast. All their position players are fast. But, I mean, it's kind of, you really don't prepare for it. I mean, you just, like I said, you have a game plan. It's really not to run east and west. It's to run north and south on the field in order to gain the yards, because they'll just catch right up and make the tackle if you're running back and forth. So just whenever you get the ball, just try and get some yards.
What have you seen from Shaq Thompson, Gronk? It seems like he's kind of one of these newer hybrid kinds of guys.
Yeah, good coverage player. Like I said, quick, fast. And, yes, he's one of the new hybrid-type linebacker players. And I feel like they got a couple of those down there with the Panthers. So I got to be prepared and ready.
Does he factor into what they've done against tight ends the first few weeks of the season here, too, or do they mix it up and use Kuechly?
He definitely factors in, but they switch it up from safeties to linebackers to zone coverage if it's not man. So just got to be prepared for it all, and they're good at mixing it up, too. You don't know what's going to be next on the call.
To lead the team like you did in receptions on Sunday, I guess I'm just wondering your level of appreciation just to be on the field contributing like you are. You've obviously spent enough time watching your team play without you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's every week. You don't take it for granted. I mean, you go out there and you try to play the best football you can play every single week in and out.
Some people watched that game and said to themselves, like, that looks like Gronk, you know, like that maybe they saw, like, before some of the injuries. Did you feel that way at all?
I don't know. A couple of people told me that, and I was like, really? I felt like I couldn't even breathe out there. It was so hot. So, I mean, sometimes you're thinking some things, and it's the way people see it, they're thinking other things. So that's just how crazy the game can be. No, that's good, though. That definitely builds up my confidence, too. And even hearing it, getting that question from you, I mean, that's a good thing.
Rob, when you talk about the hybrid player today, the bigger safeties and smaller linebackers that are good in coverage, how have they kind of changed the game with more of those guys coming in?
Yeah, it's changing the game in ways for sure, and you see more and more of them as the time goes on. But in the ways it changes the game is you don't have to really have a nickel or dime safety come into the game. You can have that linebacker in at all times. To put him on the coverage on tight ends or running back.
To ask you just about the last play when you're on defense, defending a Hail Mary, how much do you enjoy that just for the extent that it's so different from what you do normally on a play-by-play?
No, I love that play. Now I can say, whenever people ask me, I play both offense and defense. So I enjoy it, and it's fun going in there and always going versus the guys I'm competing versus all the time. But then feels like when you go out there, they're right on your side. They're, Rob, you got to pick this. We need this for the team. So it feels good. I like doing it.
Would you consider yourself a hybrid linebacker or a hybrid
I'm
safety?
I'm a hybrid safety. Actually, if they put me at DN ever, you'll see I'm a hybrid DN.
I think they gave you a pass defense for that last play, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
They should, for sure. It was a bad missed interception, but pass defense, I agree.
You ever play a lot of defense?
Yeah, DN, defensive end. Maybe one day I'll switch to it. Thought about it before.
Do you miss that?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
You just put your head down and you go up the field. You don't got to run 70 yards down the field every play.
From a scheme perspective, one thing we've noticed the last two games is you guys have when you have the Jacob up for the game, you can put three tight ends out on the field at the same time, and like you open the game in New Orleans empty, and a three tight end set. Like, what do you know, like, when you have that, how does that open up, you know, different possibilities for what you guys can do offensively?
Yeah, it definitely opens up different possibilities. I mean, you see with the defense, if they're matching our personnel, if they're not matching our personnel, that depends on if you're going to run the ball, if you're going to pass the ball. It gives you more options, too, bringing in a big personnel group like that. And to have Jacob come in and picking up a bigger role every single week is always good and helps out the team big time.
You guys in the secondary get on you for not intercepting that ball, Dan?
No, I've heard about it from a couple friends. I mean, a couple players, a couple secondary players, but I've heard about it a few times.
Rob, I wanted to ask you about one play from last week where Tom was falling down and flipped it to you. Did you call for the ball there, Rick?
I mean, I'm always calling for the ball when I feel open on that, but I swear he cannot hear me. I think he heard me one time, but when he was going down, I think he saw me out of the corner of his eye, and I kind of saw that he saw me, and then all of a sudden he flipped the ball out and just made the play.
What are you thinking when you see the ball pop out of that pile of
I was like, damn, that was sweet.
You ever go back to Tom and say, hey, what are you thinking there?
Nah, not in that play. We usually talk about plays like that, but we actually haven't talked about that one. But I mean, it was a pretty cool play. All right, guys, thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
All right.